Kurt Vonnegut said that some days are light. No, some days are heavy gravity days, and some days are light gravity days. Yeah. What kind of day are you having? The other quote that popped into mind for some reason was Woody Allen's definition of reality. Do you know that? What people cling to who can't handle drugs. But we're here to talk about freedom, right? Some people say that freedom is what reality is our true nature, is our true reality. And so the question is, well, then how come I'm not there? Why am I not feeling open right now or something like that, connected? Freedom is the absence of defensiveness and the absence of compulsion. Period. That's it. That's the still point, the balance point of consciousness. So, I like to simplify things. It's probably my math background. I want to keep reducing things to the lowest common denominator. Keep dividing and dividing and dividing until you just have nothing. Freedom is often described about what it isn't. You know, it's hard to describe what it is. In fact, it's impossible. You can only be it. But when you describe what it isn't, you can go, oh, well, let's see. That's going on. I guess that's not it. Right? There's defensiveness going on. That's not it. There's compulsiveness going on. That's not it. There's wanting to be it. That's not it. Wondering if I'm it. That's not it. So just notice if there's any in your body, if you can't tell any other way, is there any pushing? Is there any holding back? Is there contraction? Is there heaviness? That'll give you some clue about what's going on with your energy system. Because another way to talk about this is just all about energy, energy balance, being one with the flow. Right? Realizing you are the flow of energy. So, where is energy perceived? Through the senses, of course. Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. Very subtly thinking, but thinking is usually a trap of defensiveness for most people. So that's usually excluded as an option for liberation. I mean, you know, to go that route. Unless I guess you can think outside the box, so to speak. But how can you think outside the box if you don't know you're in the box? It's hard to see the forest when the trees are in the way. Well, all we're seeing is our projection. That's not reality. Reality is the absence of projection. the absence of knowing what is happening. Fundamentally, I mean. Knowing in the sense of a holding on to an idea about what's happening. The knowing that's defensiveness. A lot of knowing is defensive. Identity is often defensive. It's protective, isn't it? So when we begin to unwind identity, there's vulnerability, there's fear, there's insecurity, there's... What is that? What is insecurity? It's energy moving. Emotions are energy moving. What did somebody once say? Emotion, energy in motion. Perfect. So how do we become disentangled from the content? The story. I think it happens naturally. It just happens. We become more aligned, more grounded in presence and awareness. And less caught in the pushing and pulling, the defensiveness and the compulsion. So we can just be here and coexist, really, in the sense of a union. Do you know what I mean? That feeling of openness, that being openness. Feeling is a little tricky to use that term, but feeling without someone who is feeling. Consciousness is energy. So we give our attention to that, and it becomes more and more foreground. It becomes the realization that everything is this. It's just really where we put our attention. Where are you putting your attention? Because wherever you put attention, because attention is energy, wherever you put attention, energy goes there. So if you put attention in the past, energy goes there. If you put attention in the future, the imagined future, energy goes there. Then you're lost. Disoriented. Confused. Of course. So bring it home. Because that's what freedom is. Freedom is being home. And it's home without a location. It's home where everything is the location. And it can feel like a gravitational force field. And you surrender into that pull, into that support. And rest in awareness. Now, even as we've been sitting here together, there's been a shift in attention in the room. So being home is effortless. That's another way to talk about it. Is there any efforting right now? Is there any trying, any seeking, any avoiding? You know, is there any struggle right now? And if there is, can you embrace it? Can you allow it? Can you love it gently? Can you give it space? If nothing else, can you give it space to breathe, to rebalance, to find its way? Can you be generous and give it space? That's all it requires, a little generosity towards the suffering. Let's give it some space. And see what happens. You know? Sort of like a time out, you know? I think I'll take a time out from suffering. Take a break from suffering. It's kind of tiring. It takes a lot of energy to struggle, doesn't it? Hurts. It's painful. That's why people figured out how to meditate, so they could pay attention. They could put attention where energy was needed, rather than avoiding or running after. They could actually bring it right here. So that there could be generosity of heart towards the struggle. That's all that's required, a little compassion. You know? So maybe tears come or body moves or something happens, something shifts. And as I like to say, then healing and transformation are happening simultaneously. You're allowing yourself to come to balance. You're allowing the deeper wisdom of life to guide you rather than your mind with its limited perceptions of things to think it knows what it's doing and to exert control, which doesn't work. Just creates a tighter knot, a heavier burden. So we want to lighten up the burden. We want to, that's what enlightenment is. It's like lightening it up. Drop the past, drop the future, drop the present. Drop your mind and float. Expand. If you need some help, we could talk about it. Sometimes we need a little help. Sometimes we need a clear mirror to reflect the blind spots. That's what the value, that's one of the options of satsang, one of the values of satsang, is we provide a mirror that can reflect the blind spots. But those are the ones that need the attention. You know? And then all of a sudden something can pop, release, open. So, why don't we bring up the other mic and we'll start a dialogue. Just a few things to remind you with this, with the dialogue. We're podcasting these now, so if you'd prefer your dialogue not be available on the podcast, please let us know and we'll edit it. And I'd also like to say to those who are listening to the podcast that there are times of silence often in the interactions and the work, so-called work, that we're doing here. And actually often I've been hearing from around the world that people find a very deep support that happens often in the silence. So if it's silent, listen more carefully, whether you're here or at the podcast. Really listen into the silence. It's a great opportunity. Okay. So feel free to come up or raise your hand, whatever works for you. Please come on up. Hi.
Hi.
Is that working? I think it is.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi. Yeah.
When you said that, what freedom is a lack of compulsion and a lack of defensiveness. I just went wide open. So that was really helpful.
Mm. Right. Do you want tissue?
So I left that work that was so... The environment felt so toxic. I just walked away without having any solid source of income. And so I've just been it makes me laugh. I'm trying to trust, but I'm not doing very good. And I also want to know what I ran from, because I don't want to run. Or if there's something there that I didn't take responsibility for, I'd like to be able to see that.
So what's important is you're putting your cards on the table right now. You're just unloading the deck, just putting them all out there. Okay? And just being here right now. So we're not playing a hand right now. We're not saying, oh, you know, a royal flush. Or... nothing in the hand, right? We're not really identifying the hand right now. But you're putting the cards on the table. That's what's important. Just unloading it. Because when you're loaded up, it's you can't see straight.
Yeah.
At all. Okay. So let it go right now. And then clarity will guide us to the next step, whether that's an insight into what did I not do, what did I not take responsibility for, or yeah, that was the right move to get out of that a toxic environment, or whatever, right? Clarity will be present. But right now, you're unwinding. You know that old phrase, praise Allah, but tie your camel to the post? Yeah. So it's not just trust. I mean, you can don't misuse the spiritual teachings for avoiding practical responsibility. Mm-hmm. I think that's obvious, right? So not that we need to go there, but just that what do you need to do to take care of yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So you see, even as we're sitting here, something is happening. Something's opening up. That's it. So be in the openness right now. Take advantage of being at home right now.
Mm.
And let that nourishment, let that nurturing. Because being at home is in the heart. It's not external, really. It's deeply within our heart. That's what I'm talking about. That will heal you and guide you and give you what you need in terms of insight and self-revelation, self-reflection, clarity and all of that. See, so you're on the right track right now, aren't you? Yeah. Just letting it unwind. First we have to let go of the deck and then we can unwind. We don't care about the hand anymore. Is it the right hand, the wrong one? Are we playing the right game? Just wait a minute, I thought this was poker. What are we doing at the roulette table? So the heart's healing. That's what's important right now. And there's probably deeper insight that can come from our personal history, our bodies. You know, it's very profoundly deep.
That feels better, thank you.
Good. Great. Good.
Yeah, I'm so glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here. Thanks for coming up. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, John. Namaste.
Namaste. When did you get back?
From India?
Yeah.
A month and a week ago.
Oh, wow. You were there for 3 months?
I was there for a month.
Oh, a month. Okay.
Yeah. But Tiruvannamalai was definitely the highlight, so if you have a chance to go there.
Yeah. I just did get invited there, actually, so maybe I'll go.
People would appreciate you there.
Oh, thank you. I'm sure I'd enjoy it. I love India. Aside from the hassle that it is, it's wonderful. Of course, I haven't been there in a long time. I've been there, and it's hard to believe I haven't been there in 20 years, actually.
Yeah, it's still a circus.
I'll bet. So much heart there, though. It's phenomenal.
A lot of heart, yeah.
You can really see what we're missing here, and it's really pretty obvious.
Yeah. I mean, only a handful of people there are holding that flame, just like here, too.
Yeah.
But it's definitely there. Okay. Yeah. So I was, when you were talking, and I was able to get in touch with kind of my core resistance, because you were talking about that in different words. I don't remember the exact words. But what really came for me was this sense of, like, as I relax towards freedom, a part of me is, you know, I don't want to go there. I don't want to move into that, because it's only going to mean pain. It's only going to mean hurt and betrayal. I think it's just, there's this deep association with opening up and becoming vulnerable like that, with being just brutally betrayed. And so that's what I'm sitting with right now and creating space for.
Great.
Is
yeah, we're always faced with the ultimate avoidance as we unwind. It always brings up what we absolutely do not want to feel. Always.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is.
That's a tough job.
It's exactly what it is. This is a part of myself that I've touched on for years and years.
Yeah. That's why in Zen they put it pretty simply: turn towards what's difficult. I mean, they don't make a big deal about it. It's pretty simple, but that's it.
Yeah.
As totally impossibly difficult as that is, right?
Yeah.
It's almost, it's we're habituated towards avoidance of that.
Yeah. And this core holding, it's so, I mean, I kind of turned it around and spoke to it, said, you know, can you look at yourself and who are you? And it always seems to work. It's the thoughts like, oh, I'm a thought. And then, you know, pay attention to the ground of being. And yet it never seems, I mean, this part of me is so, for years, and I'm only 31, so when I say for years, it sounds a little bit specious, but this is one of my for years things. This is, you know.
Nice that you have the chronological sort of orientation a little bit. That's good. Ultimately, it doesn't, who knows?
I've probably been dealing with this for more years than I know.
Yeah, and if there are many lifetimes, probably many of those
exactly.
too.
Exactly, exactly, right. So I guess part of it is just to be patient and not expect it to go away in a moment.
Or to feel the impatience and wanting it to go right now.
Yeah.
Or wanting to go yesterday or 10 years ago or 50 years ago. If I'd only lost it 50 years ago, I could be living at Woodside now.
Right, I'd be a rock star now.
Yeah, so you're able to be with that. Yes, and patience is the ability to allow impatience. See, is to have the generosity of heart to give space for the impatience.
I'm able to give space to impatience, but not for very long.
That's okay. Even a little bit, even a little bit of light is light.
Yeah.
Because the smallest amount of light can open into the infinite space. And it does, actually.
Yeah. No, I've experienced that many, many times. It's, I guess the impatience is just, at a certain point, it's like, I don't want to deal with the process anymore. I just want the output.
Let's go ahead and get a drink. Just, yeah.
Just only if drinks. It wakes me up.
That's a new one. Yeah, I like that.
What if I'll only get a drink if it wakes me up?
All right. The drink of the truth. Yeah.
So no, not really a question, but that's my experience in this moment.
Yeah, and so just being here with that which you've clearly avoided and don't want to feel, this betrayal, and, you know, to let that, to give that your love, to give that your gentle, gentle, non-pressured, you know, to give it the space that doesn't have defensiveness or compulsiveness in it.
Yeah.
Because then it will heal at a very deep level in the nervous system, way down into the cells, into the probably the DNA. Mm. Sometimes these changes happen really quickly, like a super microwave laser beam thing, and other times it's much more of a gradual dissolving, like the growth of an oak tree.
Sure, yeah.
Slow and sure growth of a redwood.
Yeah.
You go out to the redwoods, it's like, wow, you know, they're so amazing. How long did it take them to get like that? A long time.
Yeah.
Right?
I think the planning mind gets frustrated with it because we have this whole game we're playing in the phenomenal world where we go downtown and buy groceries and eat and sleep and all that stuff. And I think the part of me, like the deep part of me that resists letting go completely of this defensiveness is the part that's still trying to plan and be in the world. And it's like, you know, you can talk about truth all you want, but I've been out in the real world and we need to have this defensiveness. And so it's this. And then the other part of me doesn't want to reject that. Doesn't want to. I mean, it's like when you have a friend who is deluded, sometimes you don't just go out. You know, sometimes you do, but sometimes you don't just go out and tell them exactly how they're deluded because you want to let them have their process. You want to hold them in a space of openness rather than tell them what to be and how to be. Mm-hmm. But I feel like this friend, this part of me that I've been working with for years, is just like, It's like the friend that you're like, come on, when are you going to get it?
Yeah, so that's what you want to listen to.
That judgment? That's,
come on, when are you going to get it? That voice needs to be heard, but not responded to. You know what I'm saying? That's the one that is running the compulsion, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, that's the one that's, that is, you know, to, for lack of a better word, like energetic violence.
Yeah, that's where there's the struggle. That's the voice of struggle.
Mm-hmm.
That's the voice of impatience.
Yeah.
Give that the attention. You always want to come back to the primary pusher, if I can use that term.
Take out the head of the mafia.
I didn't say that.
I did.
Maybe the internal one.
Yeah, the internal one.
Yeah, yeah. We don't know who's listening to this podcast.
Just to clarify, I meant the metaphorical mafia. Be clear. I get in trouble. I'm usually speaking in metaphors, and most people don't get that.
That's
so.
Okay. We're just clarifying for them.
Right. Thank you. Gets me in trouble.
No, that was a good point, though.
No, I'll do that. I'll work with that. I'll create space for that. That judgment, because it is a judgment.
Yeah, if you can actually hear that voice saying what that's saying, that's mm-hmm. already
that's contact.
You're basically home free. Just relax. It will drop away by itself. It doesn't have any ground of being.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing about our thoughts. They have no reality, actually.
Right.
So when you really give them true attention, they dissolve like bubbles. They pop. There's no substance in them, actually. We only think there is because there's energy blocked in them, and we think the energy's real. The energy is just energy. Just once it moves, oh.
Yeah, and they've seemed so real for so long that it seems so ridiculous to think that they're not.
So I'm not thinking it.
I know.
That'll get you in trouble every time.
Thank you,
John. Nice to see you.
Yeah, good to see you, John.
Good to see you. Thanks for coming.
Feeling a lot of energy in my chest.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about the heart. And then I'm also feeling the counter in my arms, kind of like
pulling in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that dynamic is really up for me. I woke up this morning and it felt like I was reacting to being hit by a 2x4 or something. It just felt like I woke up and just felt this intensity in my face. And it was like, wow, what is that? So there's something going on in the edge that I think I'm at. Is this maybe it's it's the energy and the defense against the energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just be the energy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just give that your attention right now. That's all. Very gently. Mm-hmm. No effort.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah, breathing. Yeah. Mind wants to get in there.
Mm-hmm.
My mind wants to describe it or evaluate it.
Yeah, just notice that and gently just let it be. Let the mind do whatever it's doing.
And there's, now there's a little shakiness.
Okay, yeah.
Right here.
Yeah, that's good. Good.
Yeah. Something going on in my eyes, like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just let it all happen.
Mm-hmm.
Healing naturally is happening.
Yeah.
Always.
It seems like also a lot of cruelty, self.
Mm-hmm. Self-inflicted cruelty.
Yeah, is up. I mean, it's like I'm finally seeing how this cruel part is there.
Mm.
And it's like, okay, great, you know. In a way, there's a part that says, great, it's out.
Yeah, just, and can you also, that's it. I couldn't say it with words, how to do it energetically. That's the one that needs the compassion.
Oh, God. I want to kill it.
I know. Careful.
Mm-hmm.
Careful.
Yeah.
The wanting to kill it is the same.
It's same.
It's just looking in the mirror.
Yeah.
Careful. This is very key.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes it wants to come out at people. I guess that's why I kind of have to put the grip.
Right now. Right now.
Mm-hmm.
Here, right now.
Yeah.
Let it be revealed in the way that it is. That's it. So we're not putting energy in the future. Good. That's it. See how the energy built up all of a sudden? You feel it? The difference in the room? It's okay if you didn't. Just stay right where you are. You're doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's so much energy in that dynamic.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where all the tension is.
Yes.
And that's what's releasing through your body.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a change going on, for sure.
I'm so tired of holding in.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So tired of holding in.
Yeah,
exactly.
Such a waste.
It takes so much damn energy.
Yeah, really.
It really does.
Mm-hmm. And that's part of the system, is to kind of use up that energy that might come out in this cruel part. Like, you know, that's...
Just give it some generosity right now.
Okay.
That's it. See, and the heart starts to open. Mm-hmm. It just needs love. That's all it needs, actually.
I don't know what that is.
Okay.
It acceptance.
Does. It
acceptance.
Does. It does.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Mm.
It knows. I can feel it. Mm. Mm.
Yeah, like
the cruel parts of ourself are the parts of us that have been wounded.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So the ones that need the love.
And it's like it's keeping that wounding going, you know.
Well, it becomes an identity, but don't let it fool you.
Yeah. There's some investment in it, too, that I'm suspicious of.
That you're what?
That I'm suspicious of, the keeping it going. And maybe it's because it wants out.
Don't figure it out right now. Just let it reveal itself. Mm-hmm. That's it, right there. Feel the difference? There was something in that last little discussion where there was a pushing and all the energy dissipated. Could you tell the difference? Remember you're talking about in and out? That was the out. Now you're back in. Just so you give me a little feedback on that.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Okay. Good. You don't need to do anything, Jan. Stop doing anything right now. Just be really present. That's it. That's it. See, now the heart's starting to open up. You may not feel that yet, but it is. I could feel it.
I feel more in with myself.
Home. 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 Exactly.
I've been wanting, that word home has been up for me. It's like, where is it?
Right here. If it isn't here, it's nowhere. Mm-hmm. You'll never find it.
Mm. But it's not, it hasn't been safe up to this point.
Well, yeah.
It's been an unsafe home.
I know, but that's because, that's right. Or we're healing. That's all being healed now. It's becoming safe to come home.
That's what I want. Yeah.
Freedom is when it's safe to come home.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Mm. Beautiful. This is so beautiful. Be gentle with yourself.
And well, okay.
We're all conditioned to be hard asses, let's face it.
Yeah.
In this culture.
Really?
Come on, we're competitive bastards.
Yeah.
We
don't
really
mess
are.
With me.
We're heartless, competitive bastards. Yeah. You know, eat or be eaten. It's all Machiavellian.
Really?
We wonder why we have all the problems we have on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me, I didn't mean to be.
And when it becomes like a self-attack, that's, I think.
Yeah, well, it's always internal, like he was saying. It's the internal terrorist, right? The internal mafia.
Right.
Yeah. So, your heart's a-bloomin'.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's good to see you. Good to be with you. Just be available for the fragrance, okay?
So for a long time, there's just been this spacious clarity, and what I'm becoming very aware of is that self and others are all the same. Mm-hmm. And that's home.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been this big thing that feels like other that's been coming at me. In many ways, and the name that I have for it is oppression, and it very much seems to be other, and I, like the cop that gave me the ticket, and I have not been able to get over the stuff that goes in through my mind about him, and people, this thing, this goes back to my childhood, and always I've been able to, before I been where I have been coming to for, you know, recent times, over the years of, you know, spiritual stuff. Before that, I feel like what's happening right now is I'm back at that place where I was when I sort of figured out how to deal with this and how to react to this oppression that was always coming from outside, and I believed in inside and outside, and I found a really good way to deal with it, and it's worked all my life, and all of a sudden it feels like these things are happening in my, they're not really different than anything that ever happened, but they're bothering me more. It's like they're getting, there's whatever defense I had against them isn't there anymore. And so I'm sitting here and I'm looking at like something someone says to me. It's not anything that they haven't said 1,000 times, but all of a sudden I'm just feeling like it's coming from out there, and it has this force, and I no longer know what to do with it. Is this making any sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Okay. That's as good as I can.
That's pretty good. That was good. So right now, what you've clearly brought forth is you don't know what to do with it. Okay.
And I'm aware of that. And I'm aware of two facets within me. One of them says, good. The other one says, yeah, but I've always known what to do before. And I just feel like I'm at that edge.
Yeah, and notice if you're wanting to get off it.
No, I want to understand.
That's what I mean.
I don't want this to keep going. I feel very helpless.
Exactly. Thank you. That's right. So can you right now feel helpless and not know what to do and not try to and to notice the trying to understand? Because those are all the aspects of the struggle right now.
You know, I've always been able to do that before, but I can't do that with this one.
Okay, can you allow yourself to not do it right now?
Namaste.
Can you give the space for not being able to do it right now? Because that's the bottom line here.
Yeah.
Okay. And you may not, and that's okay, but that's where you're at, is not being able
okay.
to.
Okay, no, I hear what you're saying, and when I think about, when I open to the possibility of giving myself the space to not be able to do it.
Yes, that's unacceptable,
I feel
isn't it?
All this stuff in my body. I feel dry, I feel so, I don't even know, there's not words for what I feel.
Good, then can you just feel that right now? And just be here. Tune in.
It feels so scary to have something be this big and not have a clue.
I know, but we're here together and there's support here. So can you let yourself have some of this right now?
Have what?
The fear.
Mm.
Can you just feel your hands on your feet and the chair and your breath? That's it. Now you're tuning in. That's right. Just let that happen right now.
Yeah, it's breaking up.
Stay right here. Stay with it. Don't go anywhere. That's it. There you go. Stay with that. Return to that home, okay?
Presence with it, the way it is.
Is there any other way?
No.
This is where we begin to realize what acceptance really means. It means we don't know what's next. It's not like, oh yeah, now we have it handled. We don't know what's next.
Yeah.
We're always being given the next. Are we available? This is what you wanted. This is what you just discovered. It isn't figuring it out. That will just keep you in a cycle of compulsive thinking.
What's coming up for me right now is that, okay, I've totally been able to do that with all the little things.
So what's happening?
But this big one, when I get right up to this edge, I get scared because I don't know that I'll be able to do that, open to it as it is. I'm afraid I'll be in some situation at work or something, you know, because all the boundaries are going away and everything's coming out everywhere, and I've always been able to meet it, but I'm, you know, this one just, I just feel like it's harder to do what I just did. And I don't know that I can do it anywhere, anytime. I know that's going into future.
You can't do it ever.
I can't do it. That's
it's
right.
Really about getting out of the way at a deeper level now.
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
being
okay.
called. See, the thing is, yeah. you know, in Zen they say it doesn't matter how big your garden is as long as you can take care of it.
Yeah.
What they're really saying is as your garden gets bigger, you got a bigger garden to take care of.
Yeah.
So you don't have a choice. There mm-hmm. isn't any choice about this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it isn't about you doing it. It's about you getting out of the way of it doing it. Okay, that's all. And as it's happening here, you're not moving into a deep space of peace here. It's just happening. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Just be this. That's it. There's a bigger field now. Otherwise, you'll be struggling to get back to the little old box that felt comfortable, you know, the old shoe or something.
What I'm feeling right now is that vulnerability is a friend right now. And I think around this whole thing, vulnerability has seemed to be a dangerous place to go. But right now, it feels like a friend.
All right. We're all being guided by these mysterious forces, let's face it. The sooner we realize that, the easier it is. That's trust. That's real trust.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Where you let go of the burden of needing to know.
Yeah.
Where it just drops away by itself.
Okay.
Yeah. We should open a couple of windows, I think. Can we get that one open and that one open? Just gonna maybe open the door. I think it's getting a little pipe up. Great. We could leave that door open back there. Just get some more air in here. Thanks. Thanks, Vicki. So, why don't we just sit for a while, you know, just kind of give ourselves some time just to be. What do you think? Does that sound good? Okay. I was going to make a few announcements first, and then we can sit. No, we should leave it door. Yeah, that's great. We can leave all this open. Normally, I'm here on the second Saturday of the month, but next month I'm going to be in an event up in, I don't know where it's being held. I don't know, East Bay or somewhere, that Rob and the East Bay Open Circle is putting on. It's an all-day thing. And so I think that's October 8th. So I'll be, the other day that I was able to come back here for next month was the 22nd. They didn't have the 15th available. And so I'll be back on October 22nd, and we're going to have a potluck at Vicki's house afterwards. We had one last year, which was, for those who were there, great fun. And so we'll probably send out an announcement. I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, bring something that you can share, and we'll have ping pong, and there's a hot tub if you wanted to bring
Too.
And I'll have some directions here.
Okay, afterwards. Okay.
And maybe I can send one to you to put on your website.
Yeah, we'll email out. Great, that'd be great. Super. Thanks so much again. We had a great time. Your workplace is wonderful. We haven't planned any more intensives down here, but hopefully we will soon. We do have an intensive planned for, it's ways away, which you may want to know about just for your calendar, which I believe is at the end of January. I don't know if it's been posted on the website yet, has it? No? Is it January 28th? Saturday at the East Bay Open, not East Bay Open, at the Hillside Community Church. So we were able to get a date in January, and I'm teaching a retreat in a three-day retreat in Santa Sabina in November, which some of you are coming to.
Do you know what you'll let us know when we're on the, if we're on the waiting list, if things open up?
Yes. Yes. I'm available to meet with people privately, either in San Francisco in person or by phone or Skype. And if that's something that you'd be interested in arranging, you can ask me about that here, or you can also contact me through the website. There's an email contact page. We asked for donations. So if you weren't able to give a donation when you came in, we suggest $10. And please give Vicki your donation on the way out, which really appreciate your support, which pays our rent and supports me too. So thank you. I can't think of any other announcements. Can you guys think of anything else?
Do you ever do private sessions like during the November 3-day?
No. Okay. It's just not enough. Yeah, there's plenty of... Have you been to that? You've been to that retreat, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just not the time, unfortunately. All right, so I think that's it with the announcements. Why don't we sit and just allow yourself to return to your balance point where you can just let go of anything that you may be holding on to right now. That's really one of the simplest instructions there are, which is just let go. Okay, just let go. Just relax. Let it happen. Let it go.